Peter, can I start by asking you, what are your hopes for this new bus for London, and why now?
London hasn't had a bus designed for the city for 60 years, really. And in my lifetime, what's happened really is that we have had buses designed generally for British operation and adapted them to the specific requirements of London. But we've never really sat down afresh and said, what is it that we would ideally like for this environment? So the opportunity when Boris was elected for us to turn his vision of a new route master into a bus that was really designed for London was too good to miss. In the course of that, it became apparent that actually we could have a bus which was really well designed, not just one thrown together from pieces, not just one where the shape was determined by anonymous draftsmen in a manufacturer's drawing office, but one where somebody had taken care to fit all of the components together to make it look attractive, to give it some stature in the city environment, and that's where Heatherwick Studios came in.
So perhaps, Neil, I can bring you in at this point and ask you to describe that initial concept process for the design.
Yeah, I mean, as Peter said, we really tried to look at every single detail and how it kind of makes sense for this vehicle. If you kind of think back of TfL's of history, of people like Frank Pick, who really, you know, created that unified identity of Transport for London, or what it was known as then, and really looked at how every detail can kind of work together to make this kind of holistic branding. You really kind of share that sense of, okay, detail is very important. And although this isn't technically the new Routemaster bus, it was very difficult not to be inspired by a lot of things from those vehicles when you get on. People don't just love the Routemaster because of its old charm and the kind of topping on the back. It's all the little details that kind of make sense. It's the way in which the hand pull welds into the seat frame, the way the light fittings are all kind of carefully pocketed, and the use of material and colour.
And so, Peter, you spent your early career working on Routemaster buses. Could you tell us what it was like working on those buses, and could you describe the experience for passengers and drivers?
Yes, the old Routemaster was the ultimate piece of bus design from the old London Transport. I worked on them as a driver and conductor, which is 35 years ago now, and they still are lovely vehicles to drive. I've got one myself.
You drive it on the heritage routes.
I do.
Yeah.
and the driving position is superb. The visibility is good. The seat's comfortable. It's designed for a driver, and for its time, it was a wonderful design. And this new bus is a worthy successor to that.
So perhaps I can bring you in, David, at this point. Could you just say something about the process of Wright Bus staff working in the Heatherwick studio and Heatherwick studio members going over to the Wright Bus factory at Ballymena, and what did both parties learn from that process?
Yeah, certainly. I think whenever we started this project, Heatherwick Studio and Wrights were approaching the same collective project, but from a very different viewpoint. Neil and Stuart from Heatherwick Studios would spend time over in Ballymena, understanding our production process, understanding the amount of equipment that has to go into a modern bus. And even, I think we also spent an evening in a bus garage, which was an eye-opener for the team here. It was looking at the project from all angles and really putting the design team in each one of those environments so that you really understood where the other teams were coming from.
The great thing about the factory as well is that you have a kind of mock-up at every, because of the production line, you can kind of see it from chassis level then to, as they're fitting components to kind of finished bus, so you can understand why details are important at every one of those stages.
I think what we learned was from the studio was that approach of starting off with a blank sheet of paper and just asking why for each different component on the bus. In some cases, there were very good and valid reasons for that. And in others, actually, upon reflection, we were able to jointly go back and find out that actually, we don't know why. There's nothing set in legislation. It's just evolved into our standard ethos or methodology whenever we're designing a bus. And so it's opened up a fresh perspective, and I think that approach of really focusing in on each and every little part will carry forward.